And it's time now for Miss Lou Matters, a public service, public affairs presentation of Listen Up Y'all Media. And today we're so excited. We got one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. She is the founder of the Live at 5, which happens here in Natchez, Sarah Lindsay Lockoff. Sarah Lindsay, how are you doing?
I'm very well today. Thank you very much.
Well, glad to have you with us today very much.
I'm glad to be here.
Indeed. Now, you've done something. You took the bull by the horns and said, we need to do this here in Natchez. And it happened at a time where people looked at you and were probably saying, oh, this ain't going to work. Did you run into any of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Have you proven them wrong yet?
I think so.
But you've had such an adversary with this COVID.
Well, just the whole nature of the event. I mean, you are outside, spaced, and I mean, in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Indeed.
So,
that's right. And tell us what this is all about.
So, Live at 5 is a free, family-friendly outdoor concert located on the bandstand on the Bluff, and it's in the fall, coming up next Friday, and then it'll be happening again in the spring, which will be in May this time instead of April, because we all know it rains in April.
Yeah, definitely did. I felt so sorry for you last year. It's like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
Well, you know, in the spring last year, I needed that first Friday to be great.
Yeah.
And it was. And so it, you know, kind of set the tone for the rest of the season, even though, yes, it did rain. And so, you know, I'm not stubborn enough to not try something different. So we're going to go to May.
Hey, I am so proud of you for doing this, because this is something that's really good. And weather permitting, it'll be out of the park home run. I mean, who doesn't love free live music?
Well, absolutely. And not only that, it's on the bandstand,
and
which
the view of the river. And
oh, yeah.
The sunsets and everything. Gosh.
Well, and also one of the things I just thought was extremely unique to Natchez was having a Live 5 on the bandstand, because that's what it was built for.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't built for necessarily weddings, which is a great venue for
right,
it is built for bands.
So outside of this, is there another event where bands play on the gazebo, the bandstand?
I mean, it's utilized sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily continuously.
I got you.
Like a season, you know, like this is.
Right. And like I said, weddings happen there frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, this is Live at 5. Free live music happens every Friday. And you got a great lineup.
Thank you. I'm extremely excited about it. Starting next Friday, we have Cha Cha Boo, which is a local band.
I think it's pronounced Cha Cha Boo.
Or Cha Cha Boo.
Cha Cha Boo. I know. No one seems to know.
But hey, that's okay. They always sound great.
They're
wonderful guys, and they're extremely easy to work with. So I enjoy having them in my lineup.
Indeed.
Then we have Galen Martin and the Crutches the next week, which is going to be more like closer to bluegrass.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And now, Live at 5 typically happens on Fridays at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, it's 5. In the spring, it's 5:30, because it's, you know, sunsets later.
Right.
But for Balloon Race Week, it's going to be on Thursday.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it is going to be the community kickoff event for the weekend. I mean,
balloon races, yeah.
We know how Balloon Festival Week is. I mean, by the time we get to Thursday, we're ready to do something.
Absolutely.
So that's there's just that feeling in the air.
That's right.
So,
and since there's no Sunday this year, so we're moving it Thursday through Saturday instead of Friday through Sunday.
Okay. Exactly.
Great,
so,
way to go. You're so cool.
I mean, well, thanks. I'm not really. but we're going to have In Rhythm, which, I mean, they're known throughout the city. They are so much fun. They're so good. And, I mean, we have the full backing of the city of Natchez and the Balloon Race Committee, so to make it a really, really spectacular event. So we want everybody to come down. And then on the 22nd, we have Clint Boyd, who is, he's known around Frenchman Street. He's kind of like gypsy jazz.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then...
Is he a local artist?
No.
No. Okay.
And then... the last weekend is a band out of Hattiesburg called Sandu Jazz, which is a Latin jazz band.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So I try to make it, my lineup's very diverse.
Well, it needs to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is a diverse city.
I know.
And can you believe how Natchez has just taken off since COVID? I mean, COVID's been a good thing for Natchez. I hate to say that.
I know.
And
I mean,
particularly if anyone who lost a loved one, it was just, you know, I don't mean it that way.
Yeah, but, absolutely. But yeah. I mean, it's just Natchez, it's a, we saw a silver lining and decided to, I mean, decided to, you know, go forth with that and really try to draw people to Natchez and just like get out of that big city.
Yeah.
Come here, see what we have to offer. Mm-hmm. And so, as you know, you and I were talking a few minutes ago, it's wild when you go out to dinner and you just, you don't recognize anybody. And it's like, welcome to Natchez.
I know. And I always do. You know, if I see somebody, you can tell when people, well, you have been able to tell up till now. I think it's going to be questionable in the future. It's like, are you visiting? No, I've been living here for 8 months. So, you know, I've been living here for 2 years, you know. But we got people here from Miami, from New York, from big cities all around the country. And you think, wow, they picked little old Natchez to call home. And we couldn't be happier.
Oh, I know. But also at the same time, who can blame them?
Who can blame them, really?
I mean, I know.
I mean, other than our heat and humidity, which, by the way, it's fall now. So, you know, that's all out of here.
And it's going to be in the 50s this week.
Uh-huh. It is in the 50s right now. Not right this second, but... Yeah, well, this is a great event, and again, I applaud you for your efforts in putting this thing together for the very first time last year, and we're continuing. You've already got pretty much everything lined up for next spring as well, I understand.
Well, as of right now, I only have one band booked for the spring.
But there's so much more to it than just bands.
Oh, yeah. I know. There's a lot more to it. Luckily, I have some amazing sponsors. Mm-hmm. And just because of, you know, structuring my sponsorship different,
right.
So that way I can just plan into the future. Mm-hmm. And I would like to mention some of my sponsors.
Yes.
I work very well with the Natchez Adams Community Alliance, the City of Natchez, mm-hmm. Visit Natchez, Listen Up, Y'all, the Natchez Convention. Yep. the Natchez Convention Center and Taco Bell, 100 Main, the Hampton Inn, Magnolia Bluffs, NOLA Lending, and Coca-Cola.
All righty then.
And, you know, and a handful of silver sponsors that I appreciate everybody because I literally could not do this without everybody.
Yeah.
Pitching in and helping.
It must be quite an effort just to do it with everybody.
Well, it is, but it's fun.
Where did you get this idea of doing this?
Well, I lived in Hattiesburg for the better part of a decade. And
was that while you were going to school?
yeah, one of the many. But
10 years at USM?
11.
Oh, 11.
it was a lot of fun. And so they built a stage in a park and they had, a Live at Five in the fall and in the spring, and they would run it for 6 weeks. And, it was just, you just had something built in already to do on a Friday. And then, you know, you figure out what you want to do from there.
Uh-huh.
And so when I was thinking about it for Natchez, because since I moved back, this was something that I always wanted to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I thought about Memorial Park or, you know, like maybe moving it around to like some of the Antebellum homes.
Which is not a bad idea. Right.
But, you know.
But the bandstand.
Well, whenever I start anything new and I really don't know what I'm doing before it blows out of proportion and then all of a sudden I'm overwhelmed, it's like, all right, it's that KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid.
Right. There you go.
So it's like, all right, well, we already have something that's here, so we may as well utilize it.
And, you know, it's so great because if you do hop from place to place, a different location every week.
People are going to get confused.
People will get confused, which is easy to do when you get to be my age. And a bad thing to do is, like, drive out to Dunleith looking for something, and it's at the bandstand on the bluff. So they're all down on the bluff.
Yeah. So it just right now it just keeps it easier. And I have such great partnerships with local restaurants. Like 100 Main puts out a bar.
Cool.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, I'm talking to a couple others over different opportunities. So, but just on my end, just still trying to keep it simple, make it convenient, and you know, just make it fun, and then encourage everybody to go to the one of the local restaurants after it's over.
Right.
Go spend your money with.
Right.
In the local economy.
Mm-hmm. The open container law, and excuse me, I should know better than this, but I retired for a year and then came back to work and and it hasn't been in my vocabulary since then. But is that open all the time or just for special events? Do you have to
all the time.
Apply? Oh, it is all the time?
It is all the time. It's within certain vicinities of the city.
Sure.
Like once you get to St. Catherine Street, that's where it ends. Like once, I'm trying to think of other areas.
Is
I know that one.
What about Broadway?
No, Broadway is included in that. Yeah.
Excellent.
And I mean, in Under the Hill as well. But yeah, so, you know, you can grab your beverage, sit in your tailgate chair,
make
a blanket, whatever. Yeah,
yeah,
make an evening of it.
Yes. And excuse me, the breathtaking beauty of the mighty Mississippi River right there beneath you.
With the most incredible sunsets.
Indeed.
And that was kind of what I saw for it, was having a band playing until sunset, and we can just gasp in the beauty of
yes.
the place that we live.
Yes. You know, excuse me, I long for the day that you're doing this and people are coming to you wanting to be a sponsor, and you've got all this money built up that you're going to have to find a nonprofit to help out and get some volunteers through them. You know, I mean, I see it working. I see it working really good.
And I've touched bases with some nonprofits on how we can, like, partner up and work with each other. And
sure.
so that way you bring awareness and benefit to that nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been something on my mind because, I mean, all these different organizations that we have in Natchez, I mean, it's just incredible and the work that they do.
Right. Well, you've outdone yourself.
Well, thank you.
I am so thrilled about this great event. You got Cha-Cha-Boo on October 1st. You've got Galen Martin and Crutches on the 8th and 13th, which is a Thursday. That kicks
14th.
Off. 14th. What'd I say? 13th?
Mm-hmm.
14th, which is a Thursday, in rhythm. And the following week, Clint Boyd. Is that the bluegrass guy?
No, he's Gypsy Jazz.
Okay. It's Galen Martin.
Galen Martin's going to be more bluegrass.
I like the bluegrass stuff.
Oh, I do too. Well, I had the Pine Belt Pickers this past spring.
Right.
And they're going to be coming back this next spring. But Galen Martin is one of the members of the Pine Belt Pickers.
Small world. I love that kind of music.
Oh, me too.
You know, I used to have a bluegrass show on one of our stations
here. Oh, really?
This is like back, I'm not even going to tell you how long ago. Way long ago.
Yeah.
Back in when your dad was still in a rock band. you were nowhere to be found.
Not even a sparkle.
Not yet. I hate to tell you that. Okay. And
I think you just told on yourself, Roscoe.
I think I did. Yeah, I'm older than dirt, I'm telling you. On 10/29, which is like kicking off Halloween, Sandu Jazz. Fantastic.
Yes, and then also just a quick plug for that Friday. I'm also involved with our Kiwanis Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we are putting together a Halloween Mutt Strut, which is going to be a pet parade.
Oh, fun.
And so we are partnering with Natchez Adams County Humane Society.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're excited about that as well.
We'll be talking about that one.
Yes, we will.
We may have you back for that one, girl. You have to get somebody to come in and do your interviews. You got so much going on.
Lord.
did we cover everything, Sarah Lindsay?
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, I just want everybody to come down to the Bluff, enjoy some free music, and I mean, you can even come before that Cathedral football game.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, just...
Or any football game,
yeah. So I just would love for everybody to participate. We have a brand new logo that I'm super excited about, new T-shirts...
That's a good looking one you got on there.
Yeah, I'm sporting it today. You know, just come support.
Yes, will do. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
If anybody wants to track you down and say, hey, I want to be a sponsor, I want to help out, what can I do? What do they do? Call you?
Yep, you can call me at the Natchez Grand.
Okay.
And
you're the events coordinator at Natchez Grand?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So, yes, I can be reached at the Natchez Grand, and if I'm not there, then just leave me a message.
Yeah, if she's not there, just hang out. She'll be there in a minute. She's like a whirlwind going right. Whoa, it was a tornado.
In and out most days.
That's Sarah Lindsay. Okay. Well, thanks again. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Talking about another great event, and that, my friends, is going to wrap up Miss Lou Matters. And looking forward to Live at 5 happening right here. Free music, 5 p.m. on Fridays, except the 14th. And we'll see you there. This has been Miss Lou Matters, a public service public affairs presentation of Listen Up Y'all Media. Join us again next weekend for Miss Lou Matters.